Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We asked the question, which profession gives you the best sex? 1-800-947-3979. We also asked a secondary question of what professions are most likely to sleep together? I don't know if the answer, it feels like the answer could easily be all of them.
I think a lot of them,
but some are more
notorious than
bars,
others.
Bars, restaurants, that's the one that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Somebody said, if you work at a retail store, management is sleeping together. That's why they're all getting divorced and remarried to each other.
Well, could be. Yeah, could be.
I feel like in most retail situations, I always worked with other women, and there weren't like a whole lot of married couples. But
yeah,
in the restaurant business, for sure, we were all sleeping with each other.
Oh, yeah, there's alcohol around. You're working late.
So awesome.
It seems inevitable.
Yeah.
I think any kind of sales job, because sales job, like we talked about in the last segment, they're most likely to be gathered at big conventions.
Well, and it's also all about like turning people on and appealing
yep.
to people.
Natural charisma.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This one, without a shadow of the doubt, military sleeps together the most. Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of people are saying military is the best sex. That seems to be very polarizing. Because I didn't say it, but people have said, I'll tell you which one is the worst. Military. And I saw that a few times on the Facebook group as well.
Oh, so the best and the worst.
That's what they're saying. Mm. From the 906, carnies, they're just happy to be inside.
Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah, they might. They probably try pretty hard.
Yeah, they real go-get them attitude.
Yeah.
I think based on every Hollywood divorce story, too, it's got to be like yoga trainers, physical trainers. Those have got to be the best.
It does seem like it.
Yeah.
Beleaguered nannies, if they work at the Schwarzenegger house.
Yeah.
Where the child looks just like the dad until Tom Arnold tells everyone and no one noticed. It's like Clark Kent's glasses.
Boy, it sure was.
That's still amazing. Because remember that story, Tom... It came out that Tom Arnold was a win-win. Oh, my God, you look just like Arnold, because they're buddies from when they did the movie together.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the moment that everybody went, hey.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
And then we saw him and we're like, this was a secret?
I know. Like, the only thing that kid was lacking was an Austrian accent.
Right?
Wait, that was it.
First responders, shared trauma puts people in precarious situations, so they're not afraid to get in there good.
Yeah, okay, I could see that.
All of you plumbers that say you're the best at it because you already lay pipe all the time.
No.
It's not funny. Almost, and a lot of people are saying plumbers are the worst.
Almost definitely not.
Can't fix that with plumber's tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Porn stars.
I feel like people who have jobs that make them travel a lot, they're really good in bed.
You think so?
Yeah. I feel like that.
Because of all the randos?
All the randos, or even if they have a partner and they come back to their partner after having to travel, I feel like that's always really passionate. And
we have a person on our travel crew who's in a position socially in his life where he is free to do what he wants with whomever he wants. He's not attached to anyone. But he won't admit that he goes looking.
Okay.
He's a former NFL player. So we'll come back from a game. It'll be late. And there's one we stay in the same hotels a lot. And so I remember in Houston, we always stay at one where when you walk to the elevator, the bar is just beyond it. You can kind of see the whole bar. And almost every time we stay there specifically, but other places too, on the way back, he'll be like, I think I'm going to hit the hay. And then as soon as we're walking in, you'll see him doing the kind of looking.
Checking there. Yeah.
And then he'll go, you know what? I'm just going to grab a drink real quick. And so then we'll always go, you see somebody down there? He goes, no, I'm just thirsty. And then one time he went down there and I watched. As we were waiting for the elevator, someone came back to a table where two girls were sitting. They obviously had dates, two people. And then he came back and joined us on the elevator. And I said, what happened? And he goes, yeah, I didn't want a beer. I'm tired. I'm like, come on, man. You're not fooling anyone. We all know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are aware of how you speak the rest of the day. It's not like we ignore that part and think, oh, that guy is so precious.
Yeah. Known a couple of people like that through the years.
And we're not judging. Just do it. Or don't do it. I don't care. All right. Which profession do you think would be the worst, even if you have no experience? Mortician?
Oh, yeah.
You're supposed to build up the fluids, not drain them.
Freaky.
They might be great at it. I mean, their partner isn't going to complain at all.
Yeah, what about lots of practice.
Yeah.
OBGYNs.
I just feel like if you're an OBGYN and you're a man, you're instantly a pervert. So I don't think perverts are good at sex. I think they would be, but you're probably right.
But
it's
even
like
if they're
front.
Not, yeah, little, they'd be kind of desensitized.
A little
maybe,
clinical.
Like,
yeah.
Not
like
happy
that.
To be there at all, mm-mm. comparing yours to today's work.
But a female OBGYN, I'd be like, okay, she probably knows everything she's doing. So that'd be kind of great.
You'd be down there though, being like, you thought about getting this checked out?
Yeah,
that wouldn't be any good.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never slept with a truck driver, but I feel like they're probably not very good.
Why not?
I don't know.
All the sitting?
Yeah, all the sitting. Yeah. But they also have those like weightless seats or whatever. What are they called?
Oh, yeah. Like the zero gravity. Suspension
they're
seats.
So they're not getting banged around all day?
Yeah. So I don't know.
Practice on the lot lizards. So that's probably good.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if you're the manager of an amusement park, you're probably not very good in bed.
But I bet you act like you are. To all the young people who come in each year to work seasonally at your amusement park.
Right. Yeah. You're trying to impress them with your short sleeve dress shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to make sure you're on rides, not games? Mm. Come ride this.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Do you think that's
it?
Is that
heard
a,
that before?
No, I just watched Adventureland.
Oh, that is. That is like a dividing line, isn't it?
Yeah.
Be on rides, not games.
I mean, it's not really a profession, but I bet people with really jacked up pickup trucks that have wheels that stick out from their bodies are terrible at sex.
Oh, yeah. Three selfish pumps and then tell you to make a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really small ones.
Librarians
driving
can't be good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They just shush you the whole time.
No, librarians read smut. They're really good in bed.
That
They're
is
freaks.
Actually. Yeah.
How do you know this, Kelly? You said that like it's known to the public. Librarians read smut and are known freaks.
They are. You just know it. Like, that's the whole thing. The whole thing is dress like a librarian. It's sexy. And then you take the glasses off and, you know, like a whole different person there.
Well, I think it is. I think the people you least expect are usually the best at it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oftentimes, you know, you'd go, oh, I bet that engineer guy, he's kind of a nerd or whatever. And he's probably great at it.
Yeah. Lunch ladies at an elementary school.
Absolutely.
This text. Truck drivers, screw you. I drive concrete truck. I'm climbing up and down that ladder all day. My core and legs are strong.
Hot.
Yeah, but it doesn't make you good at sex.
Yeah, you get your hands wet. They get all putty-like.
Yeah.
That stuff stuck to your hands all day. God, it smells like limestone in here. This is gross.
I was horny, but then I started to smell aggregate. I don't like it.
Oh, man, I love when you get some good concrete jokes. I kind of did, actually. Somebody said very specifically, middle school math teachers.
Okay, I see that.
Hmm.
Oh, you know who's good at sex? Roman cardinals.
They like them young, right?
Yeah, they seem to get around.
Yeah.
This one. I'm curious to hear more why people think certain professions are better. As for nurses, my theory is that that a lot of us are probably so desensitized to nudity that we can be much more creative and freaky to get from it. I think that's absolutely right.
Well, I think some of those professions, too, somebody kind of touched on it before, and not every nurse sees terrible things. But lots of them do. And I think people who go through things, it's kind of a release from traumatic stuff that they might see during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This text, my friend is a head librarian and she is into some freaky stuff.
She's a head librarian.
Yeah. She's a head librarian or a head librarian?
She has a list of fetishes a mile long and is an expert on everyone else's fetish as well. Wow. Not in a busybody way, but just in a, oh yeah, I know that one kind of way.
Yeah, I've seen movies before. It's always the ones who shake out a bun and take off their glasses that are the best at it.
And you know something good's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Say, so what about radio people? Do we think we're good at boning?
I mean, I do.
Have we had good...
I don't know. I've been to the radio boot camp before. I've seen the people there.
There's a few that are probably good. There's a lot that are a heart attack waiting to happen.
There's a lot that, yes.
Like, oh my God, your liver spots are getting in my eyes.
Usually, yeah, when we go to radio conferences, there might be more happening than we're aware of, but there's usually like the isolated one or two people where you go, well, boy, I share a wall with so-and-so, and I heard that headboard banging all night long. And
but to the rest of these people in their Hawaiian shirts and free shoes they got from a remote probably aren't going to bed with anyone.
No. No.
Free shoes.
No.
I mean, I respect all of my colleagues.
Yeah.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.